You're back from the beach starved. This is when you're lucky to live Hawaii. Poke, chicken long rice, luau stew, pork katsu, oxtail soup. We got it all. It's in our history and it's in our future.
Don't fix it if it's not broken.
That's Hiroshi Fukui, chef with a capital C, once of Hiroshi's Eurasian Tapas. A year ago, he became vice president of dining facilities at Rainbow Drive-In. Here, he deals with local favorites, what locals really want to eat.
Everybody wants healthy, yes. But if you really look at the numbers...
Rainbow's averages 1,800 plate lunches on a busy day. Nonstop, it's mixed plate, boneless chicken, loco moco after the beach. Fukui is managing the new Hawaii's favorite kitchens next door to Rainbow's. The idea is top sellers from nostalgic eateries. Waffle dogs and ono shakes from Casey Drive-In, poke stop bowls, etc. People say they want to eat healthy, so Fukui offered brown rice lunch bowls with vegetable sides.
You know, in a month into it, they're like, well, why can't I have
my
mac
salad?
So now we have choices.
Brown rice with that loco moco? The key is connecting with something that's almost beyond food. Chef Mark Noguchi remembers the first time he tasted his signature dish in Hilo.
I was like, oh, what is this? And I just started, like, my mouth started watering, and it was just blew my mind. It was, oh, it's luau stew, bone-in short ribs, and the luau leaf. I was like, this is amazing.
That's the emotional connection that makes food mean something to us, according to restaurant guru Henry Adania, creator of Hank's Oat Dogs, who owned one of Chicago's finest restaurants, a launchpad for influential chefs.
If you're a really good chef, you can take a classic, take it apart, and so long you understand firmly what the basis of its original attraction is, you can connect to that effector I'm talking about.
Adania says, nationally, cooking is going in wild directions, and there's movement toward healthier foods. But that emotional connection makes us want what we want. Today, favorites are being deconstructed to their components and reinvented.
So you're going to get familiar flavors, but it may come in as a gelatin, it may come in as a mousse. It looks totally different, but the flavor composition is bingo.
Hawaii's rich flavor traditions are grounding for a new generation of chefs coming after that first wave of regional cuisine pioneers.
What I respect is that the chefs have a deep respect for what was there, what was grown, what was made, the people.
Noguchi says Pili Group manager Justin Reinhardt put the words together.
He was saying it's comfort food with a nod to history, and I was like, oh, that's pretty awesome.
Local favorites reinvented are also the theme at Ed Kenny's Mud Hen Water in Kaimuki. And people are waiting to see what Leanne Wong's ramen bar up Wai'alae will offer. Adania is moving Hank's Oat Dogs to a spot next door in Kamehameha School's new salt complex. Noguchi recently opened what's being called a hidden gem, Mission Social Hall and Cafe at Hawaiian Mission Houses. It's locally sourced lunch fare, now with conducive art by Lauren Trangmar, whose moment it is in Honolulu, and others as well. You can have some limu salsa with that. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.